Do Texans want Republican representation? A candidate for House Speaker thinks that's the message of the March primary, and he's betting his candidacy on it. This is Thursday, April 4th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Welcome to Thursday. Thanks for making the Texas Minute part of it. It appears DEI has DIED at the University of Texas. We'll get to that coming up. In the first budget and fiscal affairs meeting of the year for Houston's new city council, council members were told the administration would possibly seek to lift both the city's local property tax cap and the state-imposed property tax cap in one ballot measure this November. Houston faces a $160 million budget deficit for its fiscal year 2025 budget. If a settlement with the city's firefighters is approved, it will add at least another $72 million annually for the next 5 years. Ahead of the November election, the Tarrant County Election Board voted this week to use pre-printed, consecutively numbered ballots to add another layer of security to elections. The board voted along party lines in adopting the measure. Tarrant County Judge Jim O'Hare said a resident's top request to him was for the next election to use pre-numbered ballots as a security measure. On the other side of the DFW Metroplex, Collin County reportedly intends to purchase pre-numbered ballots in 2025 after the county's blank ballot stock is used up in this November's election. In an interview with the Luke Messiah Show, Republican State Representative Tom Oliverson of Cypress explained how he'd use the speakership to change the structure and culture of the Texas House. Oliverson announced his candidacy for the speakership last month. He described the results of the March GOP primary as Texans, quote, calling for a change. Central to his campaign is ending the practice of Democrats serving as chairman in the GOP-dominated chamber. Oliverson wants to end the delay tactics that have been employed by incumbent Speaker Dade Phelan and his predecessors to kill the priorities of the governor and the GOP. Oliverson said he wants to make sure those priorities are addressed earlier in the session rather than killed through late-in-session calendar games. Significantly, Oliverson said he will impose a two-term limit on himself if he's elected as Speaker. You can find a link to that full interview in the show notes, or you can visit texasscorecard.com. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Are you worried about your kid's future? You should be. I'm Charles Blaine with Texas Tomorrow. This is a show where we're going to talk about the issues and the people that are pushing the policies that concern your family, your home, and your kids. Catch Texas Tomorrow every Thursday.
In response to a new state law, the University of Texas at Austin is closing its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion office and reallocating that funding towards teaching and research. State Senator Brandon Creighton of Conroe authored the legislation prohibiting public universities in Texas from having a DEI office or embedding it in their hiring practices. He told Texas Scorecard that he's glad UT is taking steps to ensure compliance with the law. You can find details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on the original reporting of Charles Blaine, Emily Madero, Sidney Henry, Luke Macias, and Luca Cacciatore. It was produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.